With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Now, I was a bit nervous because we knew you were coming in, and I assume you're in the car. You might have been listening because I was pretty strong on what I, in our Monday matters, about punching in the back of the head.
Oh, yes.
And yes. I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if the cocker's going to think that I'm having too hard a crack here, because to me, I thought it was a horrific look. And to me, 1 week is not enough for it. For the act. Now, I'm sure there was some provocation and he might be a ripping fella and all those other character issues, but the act itself to me is one of the worst ones you can have when someone's running away and you come from behind, you're hitting them in the back of the head.
Yeah, I'm not going to condone the behaviour. I'm not here to do that. I had a good chat to Lockie today about it. He's really remorseful. He's a great young kid. He's really harsh on himself. You know when you get to know your own players or your own athletes and you go, geez, he's hard. And I said to him, you know, this game's hard enough. Don't give yourself black eyes. Like, this is a difficult game we play. But he's very remorseful. We'll accept that the 1 week. And, there's two ways you look at this now. Is like, what can you do about the past? Not much. Well, this is an opportunity to freshen up and be better for it and learn critical moments in the game. Like, frustrations are one thing, but to take it out on the opposition like that and a free kick and potentially more, it's not something we want. And I mentioned that too, but the young lad's he's going to learn a lesson, isn't he?
Hard because I just asked you the question, but if you could just take the person out of it, is 1 week enough for where the game is at right now as a deterrent?
Well, there's rules, isn't there? Like, it's high.
Let's just change the rules. Boxes. If you can, just for a minute, because it ticks the boxes and it is absolutely based on the rules.
Squarely 1 week, it's so you're 100% right.
So I'm not disputing that they got it wrong, but let's just try and forget about that for a moment. And if you're now the rules boss.
Well, I'm not.
But just hypothetical.
Well, and you tell me your opinion, because this is something you're strong on. Yeah,
it's not enough.
Okay.
To me, it's not enough. That to me is a really poor act, and I don't think it's enough of a deterrent and a signal to the elite, the next level down, the juniors, the whole box and dice. I don't think it's enough.
This is a strong opinion that you have on it. You play within the rules. It's a fine line between high and he's hit him in the back.
Yep. Yep.
There's an inch margin between high contact and whatever else, the medium, whatever it is. Again, I'm not here to condone it.
I know that I'm
with you in terms of things we don't want to see in the game, and in particular, that's something I can agree with you.
Mm. So you're going to be out. He's another one down. So you gave us a lead on to go in Mitchell after the game. Mitchell's now got appendicitis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been in hospital all week weekend with appendicitis. It's come on pretty strongly, and they thought about operating, but I think they're erring on the side of they think they can get through with some antibiotics and the like, but he's still in hospital, so he definitely won't play.
McCreary?
Bo's out with concussion, so he's in the protocols. And we've got some others. Yeah, you rock in a Monday all on your toes and you get the medical meeting. It's been quite good up until now, but today wasn't so good. We have Checkers who's done a hamstring and he'll miss probably 2 to 3 weeks.
When did you do that?
Apparently did it in the third quarter and didn't come off.
What?
And we said, why didn't he come off? He goes, I don't know, I just didn't come off.
Right.
He's a crazy dude. But,
so he knew he'd done it.
Yeah. And we found out straight after the game. I had no understanding that he actually had done it. But obviously it's enough to keep him out for a couple of weeks,
So he's played the last quarter with a proper hamstring.
That's my understanding,
Says a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, so he's going to be a big loss. And we'll have to work our way through that so other guys get some opportunities.